Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know who else just completely has memory issues? Old people, that's right. And there's even more things that you shouldn't be saying to your elders.
The men's room top 10.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. The men's room top 10.
10 things you should never say to your elderly parents. Like, I took out a second mortgage on your home and wasted that money over the course of 3 months on hookers and blow in Las Vegas. Or, given your age and your life expectancy, we should move you into a government-funded facility so there will be more money left for me when you're dead. Or maybe your cat Fluffy didn't run away 15 years ago. I gave it to an acquaintance who needed an animal sacrifice for a cult we were starting. By the way, can I borrow some money?
Jeez, a whiz.
He's right.
He's right.
Things you don't share with your parents.
That's right. I would not share those things either. So these are things that you should never say to your elderly parents, and they kind of have the same flavor, if you will. Quote, I've heard this story before. Sure, you may have heard your elderly parents recount the same story a dozen times, but patience is key. For them, sharing these stories isn't just about reliving the past. It's a way to connect with you and reminisce about happier times.
It depends how long it's been. Like, no, you told me this 15 minutes ago.
Right.
Correct. It's like my mom is not the person I worry about telling me the same story I've heard over and over.
Right.
But if she says something repeats within a 10-minute conversation, I'm like, Mom, you okay?
Yeah.
Right.
You literally just told me this, yes.
I don't know if I said this over the air, but I do that auction down in Phoenix with my dad, right? The Boys and Girls Club down there. We had this wonderful item to finish off the night. Two tickets to, like, Dubai. You're going to go see F1 for the race that's out there, right? I mean, this was a big-time item. And a guy stood up, and he bought the thing for $1 million bid.
$1 million.
It was insane, dude. The next week, I'm on a phone with my dad on my way to my next auction, and he's on the way to his next auction. He says, did I tell you I sold my first $1 million item? He's like, all right, did you? Yeah, down in Phoenix. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Mm. Yeah, with two tickets to Dubai and the F1 race. Dad, I was there.
Right.
Yeah, right.
It's not like you had even told me before.
Did he schedule your whole weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Exactly. I was there. Like, the whole thing was like, I need to be down there with you working this thing. I was there.
I know.
Golly. You're always complaining. Nobody likes to be labeled a complainer, especially your elderly parents. Instead of brushing off their concerns, why not lend an ear and really listen? Show them that you care about what they have to say, even if it's not always rainbows and sunshine.
That's why you put them on speakerphone. You can do other things.
Right.
I hear you. Yeah.
Well, and I start to notice as I was going through this list, it's like, okay, this is just the shoe being on the other foot.
That's basically it, right?
You're basically just telling them the same things that they told you when you were a kid, or, quote, acting childish, which is what seems to happen after you get older. You just start not caring.
You just don't.
You turn back into a kid.
Diapers are involved again.
Yeah, diapers involved.
They need to take naps.
Mushy food.
Right. You got to be like, hey, you could use a nap.
Right. Yeah. Can't drive anymore. When are you going to retire? Retirement can be a touchy subject, especially if your elderly parents aren't ready to hang up their hats just yet. Instead of pressuring them to retire, why not have an open and honest conversation about their plans?
Why would I get on my parents about retiring? Not that they had any trouble with that. I mean, basically, the year we started here was the year that both of them retired.
There you go.
Do you miss work? Nope. Don't know what day of the week it is. Every day's a good day, man.
Well, and I wonder if it's the workaholic parents that they have a very taxing job that at their age the taxes start taking more and more out of them.
Sure.
You know what I mean? You know, there are certain jobs where you can just do that thing till you're in the grave. So it's like you don't need to retire. You're doing fine.
And here's my thing: are you happy working? Are you doing it because you still need income, or are you doing it to occupy your time?
Right. Exactly. Let me do it. You're too old.
Well, Jesus.
Offering to help is great, but swooping in and taking over can feel pretty disempowering. Yes, it can. Give me the drill.
Yes. Or I will chop the veggies.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good call.
Yeah, I mean, just, and I'm not trying to be, but like, I looked over, my mom was using a serrated knife on an onion.
And you go, like, I'm going to say, not because you're old, but because you're making a bad decision and you're going to hurt yourself.
Correct.
Right. And like, I like it, but also you could stand right here. It's just, you're right. We're just reversing the roles. I make the stuff in now. You could sit there and watch and taste test with me.
Right. I'll let you lick the batter of the cake.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like, just, I don't want you to get hurt.
Good job, Ma. You're too old to understand. Assuming your elderly parents can't wrap their heads around new ideas or technology just because of their age, instead of underestimating them, why not give them a little credit? Well, because he's swearing at his phone, so he's a little too old to understand at this point.
I know.
Why won't this damn thing?
How does the FaceTime work again? Like, it's an icon on your iPhone. Like, just press it.
Just press the button.
You've called me before, so I know it works.
Trust
me. But I didn't do that on purpose.
I just got a new microwave and a new stove.
Yeah.
I looked at that thing, I'm like, I need to read the manual.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've used a stove and a microwave my whole life.
Since when do they have popcorn buttons?
What is all of this crap?
And I mean, I'll admit, sometimes technology's a little bit fast for me, but damn.
What just moves at a... I mean, look, my parents are growing up, they still listen to records. When I was growing up, we still listened to records. The vinyl was better. The turntables were better. Right. My typewriter moved faster, but it was still the same thing.
The music was better.
Right now, like tech, it changes every 2 years, and it's nothing about it means you need to be in a room to use it, right? So at least all the tech we grew up with, basically, it's just an improvement on the same thing. Now it's like, no, there's no wires. You just press this button here and pop here. I can see where older people go like, I don't get this.
Things you should never say to your elderly parents, you're being too sensitive. Nobody likes to be told that they're too sensitive. Your elderly parents are no exception. Instead of brushing off their feelings, why not try putting yourself in their shoes?
Oh, for God's sake. I would say to my parents what my parents said to me.
Right.
And they were never like, you're too sensitive. Not that, but like whatever they fired off at me, I have no problem saying now.
Right. And like, I am putting myself in their shoes.
That's how you raised me, yes.
I am looking at your situation and you're being too sensitive about it.
Yes. I would not be that sensitive about it.
Why can't you be more like blank?
Oh, God.
Comparisons aren't ever fun. Which I don't know why you would do that to your parents.
No.
Why can't you be more like Ted's mom?
Right.
Hey.
Why can't you be more like Uncle
Chuck? Get it
together,
damn it.
Well, you do hear that stuff like, Mick Jagger's 80. He just did a 2.5-hour concert.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't even walk around the block. I mean, come on. Well, yeah,
William Shatner's 93, and he can still hold a conversation.
He still has sex.
He went to space.
Right.
What have you done?
He's coherent as hell, dude.
Come on, Mom. Take a walk.
I just walked to the end of the street, man.
Please. Go get the mail. Anything.
Just get some exercise. Yeah.
And I don't say you should be more like this parent or that parent, but I will say, like, hey, remember that person? Yeah, I really like them. They didn't want to move into a retirement community either. Now they love it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's the main one that drives me up a wall.
Right.
Because they're all against it. And then every single aunt or uncle or grandparent or parent that I know of my friends, they're all like, it's actually great.
I met someone.
Yeah, I don't know why I waited so long.
I'm going on a date, actually.
Just remember that for when we're trying to put you into one, Ted.
Yeah, exactly.
You're too old to try new things. Which, again, I don't know why, unless it's legit dangerous and you have a disability at that age.
I mean, if you
want to
ride a rodeo bull, I might say that.
Right. But
otherwise, you want to go skydive. Right. You want to go hiking.
You're too old to start painting.
Right.
You're going to die before you're good. Like, what in the hell? you shouldn't eat that. Food is such a touchy subject, especially as we get older, so criticizing your elderly parents' food choices can feel pretty harsh. Instead of playing food police, why not focus on their overall health and well-being?
It is about their health and well-being.
Right.
Choking.
Yes.
So you said fast, right? It's about eating fast?
Not necessarily. It's just...
You shouldn't eat that.
Oh, you eat that? I thought you said fast.
No.
Because like, I'm...
No, you shouldn't eat that.
There's some older fast eaters in my family, and I worry greatly about them.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm with you. Or my mom, she's not a fast eater. Her issue is she will start talking. There's countless times right. on the phone. Did you just put something in your mouth? Yeah. Please take it out.
Right.
Like, A, that's annoying when you're talking, but it's
for
like,
sure.
This is how choking happens.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
What in the hell are we doing?
Right. Like, Mike is here. He's not leaving anywhere. Finish the garlic knot.
Right. Chew, damn it.
Yes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And then the number one thing that you should never say to your elderly parents, even if they are, you're being forgetful.
Yeah.
Hey, we all forget things from time to time, right? But when it comes to your elderly parents, pointing out their forgetfulness can really sting. Instead of making them feel bad about it, try offering a little support and understanding. Maybe suggest some helpful tools like reminder apps or making lists to keep track of things.
If I could remember to do that, I would.
And I also feel like they get a little frustrated when you start, you know, offering up alternatives. Like, okay, you are getting forgetful. As you get older, you start to forget things.
Sure.
I feel like some folks just decide, yep, I'm old, therefore I'm forgetful. Like, no, you're not trying to remember.
Because they don't care.
Right.
I mean, that's it. Like, no, I remember. I don't care.
Right. So here, how about this and this and this? Nah, I don't need any of that garbage. Like, okay, yeah, technology is running too fast for you, is it?
Yeah. Well, if you're forgetful, then you just are.
Yeah.
And whatever, man. Life's life. You'll be all right.
I still know that I got to go to the store. Can't remember what I need to pick up when I get there.
I don't
know
why I'm here. I don't even know what store I need to go to. I just need know I need to be at a store.
Why am I at Best Buy?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.